Negative self-talk and uncertainty can weigh us down. But what if you had a set of empowering affirmations to ground you, strengthen your mind, and guide your actions each day? Stoic philosophy, with its timeless wisdom, offers a framework to help you navigate life's challenges with resilience, focus, and clarity. This episode is about 10 powerful things you should remind yourself of every day to align with your values, embrace your strengths, and stay centered. These affirmations aren't just motivational words. They're grounded in principles of personal growth, responsibility, and emotional mastery. Whether you're facing doubt, feeling overwhelmed, or simply striving to live with greater purpose, these daily reminders will help you refocus and take charge of your mind and actions. Together, we'll explore why these affirmations matter, how they can reshape your perspective, and how to apply them practically to create lasting impact in your life. If you've ever wondered how to maintain strength in the face of adversity or clarity amid chaos, stay with me. These 10 affirmations, rooted in Stoic wisdom, will empower you to move through life with confidence, resilience, and a deep sense of purpose. Let's get started. 1. I am capable. Every day brings its own challenges, tasks to complete, problems to solve, or uncertainties to face. In those moments, self-doubt often creeps in, whispering, "What if I can't handle this? What if I fail?" But here's the truth. You are capable. You have the strength, the intelligence, and the resilience to overcome obstacles, even when the path seems difficult. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This wisdom reminds us that our capabilities are not defined by external circumstances, but by our inner resolve and willingness to act. Capability doesn't mean knowing everything or being perfect. It means trusting yourself to figure things out, learn from mistakes, and keep moving forward. Think about a time when you faced something you thought you couldn't handle, yet somehow you made it through. Those moments prove your strength. When you tell yourself, "I am capable," you're affirming that no matter what comes your way, you can adapt, persevere, and find a solution. It's not about being fearless. It's about facing fears with courage. It's about taking the first step, even when you're uncertain of the outcome. Let's go deeper. The feeling of being capable often grows with action. Imagine standing at the edge of a cold pool. The longer you hesitate, the more daunting it feels. But the moment you step in, the fear diminishes, and your focus shifts to adapting. Life's challenges are much the same. Capability doesn't mean you'll always know what to do. It means trusting yourself to start, even if the full path isn't clear. To strengthen this belief, try reflecting on small wins at the end of each day. Write down one thing you did well, no matter how minor. Maybe you resolved a conflict, completed a task, or simply showed up for someone in need. These small victories are reminders of your ability to handle life's demands, even when it feels overwhelming. Another practice is to reframe your setbacks. Mistakes or failures don't mean you're incapable. They're proof you're trying, learning, and growing. Each challenge you face adds to your experience, making you stronger and more prepared for what lies ahead. Remind yourself, "I don't have to get everything right. I just have to keep going." When you wake up tomorrow, start your day with the affirmation, "I am capable of handling whatever comes my way today." This isn't just a feel-good phrase, it's a mindset. By reinforcing it, you shift from self-doubt to self-belief, opening the door to greater confidence and clarity. Remember, you don't need to have all the answers to be capable. Capability lies in your willingness to try, to learn, and to persevere. Every step you take, no matter how small, is proof of your strength. So the next time doubt creeps in, take a deep breath and remind yourself, I am capable. Because you are, and that belief is where true strength begins. 2. I shape my reality. Life is full of events we can't control, unexpected challenges, setbacks, or the opinions of others. But here's the secret. While you may not have power over these external forces, you have complete control over how you perceive and respond to them. That response, rooted in your perspective, is what shapes your reality. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This timeless wisdom reminds us that it's not the events themselves that define our experiences, but the meaning we assign to them. Two people can face the same situation. One feels defeated, while the other sees it as an opportunity. The difference lies in their mindset, not the event. Think about it. How often do we allow external circumstances to dictate our emotions? A small mistake becomes a source of endless self-criticism. A single rejection feels like a reflection of our worth. But these reactions aren't fixed. They're choices. By shifting your perspective, you can choose interpretations that empower you instead of ones that hold you back. Let's break it down with an example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, running late for an important meeting. You could spend that time fuming, thinking, "This always happens to me," letting frustration ruin your mood. Or you could reframe the situation. "I can't control the traffic, but I can use this time to collect my thoughts or listen to something inspiring." The traffic doesn't change, but your experience of it does. This principle applies to every area of life. Facing criticism? Instead of internalizing it as a personal attack, see it as feedback to grow stronger. Encountering failure? Rather than viewing it as proof you're not good enough, treat it as a lesson, a stepping stone toward improvement. When you actively shape your perspective, you reclaim control over your reality. Here's a simple exercise to practice this. The next time you face a challenge, pause and ask yourself, "What's another way to look at this? Is there an opportunity or lesson hidden here?" This habit of reframing takes practice, but over time, it rewires your thinking, helping you approach life with curiosity and resilience. Shaping your reality also involves setting intentions. What kind of life do you want to create? What values do you want to uphold? By being clear about these, you direct your energy toward what matters most. For example, if kindness is a value you hold dear, you might choose to respond to a rude comment with patience rather than anger. If growth is your priority, you'll embrace challenges as opportunities to learn rather than avoid them. Think of your mind like a camera lens. You can zoom in on the negatives, your fears, frustrations, and doubts. Or you can widen the frame to include the positives, your strengths, opportunities, and potential. The lens you choose determines the picture you see and ultimately the reality you experience. By telling yourself, "I shape my reality," you remind yourself of the immense power you hold. You're not a passive participant in life, blown around by circumstances. You're an active creator, capable of transforming challenges into opportunities, setbacks into lessons, and every day into a step toward the life you want. So the next time life feels overwhelming, pause and remind yourself, "I shape my reality." Take a deep breath. Choose a perspective that serves you and take the next step forward. Because the way you see the world determines how you live in it, and that power is always in your hands. Third, My path is clear. Life can often feel overwhelming, like standing in the middle of a dense fog where every direction seems uncertain. The decisions we face, the setbacks we endure, and the pressure to meet expectations can make us question if we're on the right track or if a clear path even exists. But here's the truth. Your path becomes clear not because life removes its obstacles, but because you decide what matters most and move forward with purpose. By affirming, "My path is clear," you're not pretending to have every answer. You're choosing to focus on your goals and adapt as needed, one step at a time. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, wisely said, "First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This teaching underscores the importance of clarity in your intentions. If you know where you're headed, even the most challenging detours can't derail you. A clear path doesn't mean there won't be twists, turns, or roadblocks. It means you're anchored in your purpose and flexible enough to navigate whatever comes your way. Let's start by addressing what often clouds our path: distractions and doubts. Distractions come in many forms: comparison to others, unnecessary commitments, or even the fear of failure. Each one pulls you away from your purpose, leaving you feeling lost. Doubts, on the other hand, are the whispers in your mind that say, "What if I'm making the wrong choice?" But here's the secret. Clarity isn't about having a flawless plan or certainty in every decision. It's about taking the next right step, trusting that the act of moving forward will reveal the way. Imagine standing at the base of a mountain. You might not see the peak, and the path ahead may look intimidating, but as you take one step and then another, the trail becomes clearer. Your path in life works the same way. It doesn't require perfect visibility. It requires courage and movement. The key to clearing your path lies in setting meaningful goals. Ask yourself, "What truly matters to me? What am I working toward?" These answers act as your internal compass. Without a destination in mind, it's easy to wander aimlessly, reacting to whatever comes your way instead of shaping your life intentionally. Write down your goals, no matter how small or large they seem. These goals serve as guideposts, helping you make decisions that align with your vision. But let's not forget the importance of flexibility. Life rarely goes according to plan. Unexpected changes, setbacks, or opportunities might alter your course. Instead of resisting these shifts, embrace them as part of the process. For example, if your career takes an unexpected turn, ask yourself, "What new possibilities does this open up for me?" By staying committed to your purpose but flexible in your approach, you remain steady no matter how the road twists and turns. Here's a practical exercise. Each morning, set an intention for the day that aligns with your larger vision. It doesn't have to be grand. Maybe it's reaching out to someone who can help you, dedicating time to a passion project, or simply completing a task that brings you closer to your goal. By focusing on a single, meaningful action, you reduce the noise of distractions and create momentum toward your dreams. Another essential practice is reflection. At the end of each day, take a moment to ask yourself, "Did I move closer to my purpose today? What can I learn from this day to make tomorrow even better?" Reflection helps you stay aligned with your path and refocus if you've been pulled off course. Think of your path like crossing a river on stepping stones. You might not see the entire way across, but each step you take reveals the next. Trust that by staying focused on your goal and taking deliberate steps, the journey will unfold exactly as it's meant to. When you tell yourself, My path is clear. You affirm your commitment to living intentionally. You remind yourself that clarity doesn't come from having all the answers, but from choosing to take purposeful action despite the unknowns. Life's fog may never fully lift, but your resolve to keep moving forward clears the way. So take a deep breath and repeat this affirmation. My path is clear. Trust in your vision, commit to your next step, and know that the journey ahead is yours to create. With purpose and perseverance, your path will lead you exactly where you're meant to be. 4. I grow stronger. Daily. Growth is a process. It's not something that happens overnight or as the result of a single action. It's the accumulation of small, consistent efforts over time. Yet, how often do we overlook our progress because it feels too slow or invisible? We get caught up in our mistakes, setbacks, or what we haven't achieved yet, forgetting that every challenge we face is making us stronger. By affirming, I grow stronger daily. You remind yourself that growth is always happening, even when you don't immediately see the results. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and emperor, wrote, "What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that obstacles, rather than being barriers, are the very things that shape us. Every difficulty, every mistake, every uncomfortable experience is an opportunity to build resilience, sharpen your skills, and grow stronger. Growth doesn't come from avoiding challenges. It comes from facing them head-on and learning through the process. Think about it. Every time you tackle a problem, even if the outcome isn't perfect, you're learning. You're building the mental, emotional, and practical tools to handle future challenges with greater ease. For example, the first time you gave a presentation or tried a new skill, it probably felt awkward or difficult, but over time, with practice and persistence, it became easier. That's growth, a quiet, steady strengthening of your abilities. One common misconception about growth is that it should feel dramatic or life-changing. In reality, most growth happens in the small moments, the times when you push yourself to try again after failing, when you choose patience over frustration, or when you commit to learning something new, even though it's uncomfortable. These moments might feel insignificant at the time, but they're the building blocks of lasting strength. To reinforce this mindset, reflect on your progress regularly. Take a few minutes each week to think about what you've learned or how you've improved, no matter how small the steps seem. Maybe you handled a stressful situation with more calm than before, or you stuck to a habit you're building, like exercising or journaling. These reflections help you see that growth is happening every day, even when it feels invisible. Let's consider how this applies to setbacks. Many people view mistakes as proof that they're failing, but mistakes are actually a sign that you're trying, that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and stretching yourself. When you tell yourself, "I grow stronger daily," you acknowledge that even setbacks are part of the process. Each one teaches you something valuable and equips you to handle the next challenge with more confidence. Here's a practical way to embrace this affirmation. At the end of each day, write down one thing that made you stronger. It could be a skill you practiced, a moment of resilience, or even something you learned from a mistake. By doing this, you train your mind to focus on progress rather than perfection. Over time, you'll start to see how every day contributes to your growth. Think of growth like planting a tree. At first, the changes are so small they're barely noticeable, but with consistent care, water, sunlight, and patience, the tree becomes stronger, its roots deeper, and its branches more expansive. Your personal growth works the same way. Each small effort you make adds to your strength, even if you don't see the results immediately. When you affirm, "I grow stronger daily," you're not saying you have to be perfect or that every day will feel successful. You're acknowledging that growth is a journey, a continuous process of becoming better, wiser, and more resilient. Even on the tough days, you're still moving forward. And that progress, however small, is worth celebrating. So the next time you feel stuck or discouraged, pause and remind yourself, "I grow stronger daily." Trust that every challenge, every effort, and every moment of persistence is building the strength you'll need for tomorrow. Growth isn't instant. It's earned, step by step, every single day. 5. I commit to excellence. Excellence isn't about being perfect or better than others. It's about giving your best effort in everything you do. It's about showing up with intention, staying disciplined, and refusing to settle for mediocrity. When you commit to excellence, you're not chasing external validation. You're living in alignment with your values and striving to be the best version of yourself. The Stoics believed in the importance of pursuing virtue and doing things with care and effort. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This quote underscores the idea that excellence is about integrity and intentionality. It's about doing what's right, even when no one is watching, and taking pride in the quality of your actions. Committing to excellence starts with a mindset shift. Instead of asking, "What's the bare minimum I can do?" ask, "How can I bring my best effort to this task?" Excellence isn't about achieving a perfect result every time. It's about putting in the effort to do something well, regardless of how small or big it seems. Whether it's your work, relationships, or personal goals, treating each area with care and dedication elevates not only the results, but also your character. Consider how this applies to everyday situations. Imagine you're tasked with completing a project at work. You could rush through it, meeting the basic requirements, or you could take the extra time to ensure it's thoughtful, polished, and reflects your best effort. That additional care doesn't just result in a better project, it builds your reputation, sharpens your skills, and fosters self-respect. Excellence also means staying disciplined, even when it's difficult. There will be days when you feel unmotivated or tempted to cut corners. But when you remind yourself, "I commit to excellence," you're reaffirming your dedication to consistency and growth. Excellence isn't about perfection in every moment. It's about showing up and trying, even when it's challenging. This principle extends beyond big tasks to the smallest details of daily life. How you do one thing is often how you do everything. Making your bed in the morning, preparing a healthy meal, or treating others with kindness. All of these are opportunities to practice excellence. These small acts add up, creating a habit of intentionality that carries over into larger goals. Committing to excellence also means being patient with yourself. Growth takes time, and the pursuit of excellence is a lifelong journey. There will be setbacks, mistakes, and moments of doubt, but those are all part of the process. What matters is your willingness to learn, adapt, and keep striving to improve. Here's a practical exercise. At the end of each day, reflect on one thing you did with excellence. It doesn't have to be extraordinary. Maybe you handled a stressful situation with patience, took the time to listen deeply to someone, or went the extra mile on a task. By focusing on these moments, you reinforce the habit of bringing your best effort to everything you do. Think of excellence like climbing a mountain. The peak may seem distant, But each step you take brings you closer. Some days the climb will feel easy, and other days it will feel like a struggle. But what matters is your commitment to keep moving forward, one step at a time. When you affirm, "I commit to excellence," you're setting a standard for yourself that goes beyond external success. You're choosing to live with intention, to honor your potential, and to elevate your actions in every area of your life. This commitment isn't about competition. It's about staying true to your values and giving your best effort, because you deserve nothing less. So, the next time you face a task, big or small, pause and ask yourself, "How can I do this with excellence?" Then, take action with intention and care. By committing to excellence, you not only achieve better results, you build a stronger, more fulfilled version of yourself. And that's a standard worth striving for every day. 6. Excuses do not define me. Excuses, they're the stories we tell ourselves to justify inaction or avoid responsibility. "I don't have enough time." "It's too difficult." "I'm just not ready." We've all made excuses at some point, but the truth is, excuses don't protect us. They hold us back. They limit our growth, weaken our confidence, and keep us stuck in a cycle of regret and frustration. By affirming, "Excuses do not define me," you take the first step toward reclaiming your power and taking ownership of your actions. The Stoics believed deeply in the value of responsibility. Epictetus said, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This teaching reminds us that while we can't control everything that happens, we are fully responsible for how we respond. Excuses may feel like shields against discomfort, but in reality, they're barriers to progress. Think about a time when you made an excuse to avoid doing something important. Maybe it was skipping a workout because you were too tired, or putting off a challenging task because it felt overwhelming. In the moment, the excuse might have provided temporary relief, but over time, it likely led to feelings of frustration or guilt. Why? Because deep down, you knew you were capable of more. Taking responsibility doesn't mean blaming yourself for every challenge. It means acknowledging your role in shaping your outcomes. When you let go of excuses, you open the door to growth. Instead of saying, "I can't," ask, "How can I?" This shift in mindset transforms obstacles into opportunities and empowers you to move forward. Imagine you have a goal to improve your health, but the excuse of "I don't have time to exercise" keeps holding you back. What if, instead, you reframe that thought to, "My health is a priority, and I'll find a way to make time, even if it's just 10 minutes." This small change not only helps you take action, but also reinforces the belief that you are in control of your choices. Let's be clear, letting go of excuses doesn't mean ignoring challenges or pretending they don't exist. It means approaching them with honesty and a solution-focused mindset. If you're struggling with a lack of resources, for example, acknowledge the difficulty, but also explore creative ways to work with what you have. The question isn't, "Why can't I?" but rather, "What can I do with the tools available to me right now?" Here's a practical exercise to break free from excuses. The next time you catch yourself making one, pause and write it down. Then challenge it by asking, "Is this excuse true? Or is it just a way to avoid discomfort?" Finally, replace it with an empowering statement. For example, excuse: "I don't have enough experience." Challenge: "No one starts as an expert." Empowering statement: "I'll learn and grow by starting where I am." This process helps you recognize excuses for what they are, temporary barriers, and empowers you to move beyond them. Excuses often stem from fear, fear of failure, fear of judgment, or fear of discomfort. But fear loses its power when you confront it with action. Every time you choose responsibility over excuses, you prove to yourself that you are capable of overcoming challenges. This builds confidence, resilience, and momentum. Think of responsibility like steering a ship. Excuses are like handing the wheel over to the storm, letting external forces dictate your direction. But when you take responsibility, you reclaim control, guiding your ship toward your desired destination, no matter how rough the waters may be. When you tell yourself, "Excuses do not define me," you affirm that your identity isn't shaped by avoidance or inaction. You're reminding yourself that you have the power to take ownership of your life and make meaningful progress. Every time you let go of an excuse, you strengthen your commitment to growth and create space for success. So the next time you're tempted to say, "I can't," pause and ask yourself, "What can I do?" Replace the excuse with action, no matter how small. Because you are not defined by the reasons you give for standing still, you're defined by the steps you take to move forward. And with every step, you prove that excuses have no power over you. 7. I am designed for greatness. Inside each of us lies incredible potential. Potential to grow, to achieve, and to make a meaningful impact. Yet, how often do we doubt our abilities, compare ourselves to others, or feel stuck in mediocrity? The truth is, you are designed for greatness. It's not about being perfect or extraordinary in every moment. It's about recognizing the unique abilities and strengths within you and choosing to live in alignment with your highest potential. The Stoics believed in the inherent capacity of every individual to rise above challenges and live a virtuous, meaningful life. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, 'I am rising to do the work of a human being.'" This reminds us that our purpose is not just to exist, but to contribute, to grow, and to fulfill our role as capable, powerful individuals. When you affirm, "I am designed for greatness," you're not boasting or pretending to be perfect. Instead, you're acknowledging your ability to overcome obstacles, learn from failures, and create a life that reflects your values and goals. Greatness isn't about comparing yourself to others. It's about unlocking the best version of yourself. Let's start by redefining what greatness means. It's not about fame, wealth, or accolades. Greatness is found in how you approach your daily life, in the effort you put into your work, the kindness you show to others, and the courage you display in pursuing your dreams. It's about striving for excellence in your unique way, no matter how big or small your actions may seem. Think of someone who inspires you, not because of their success, but because of their perseverance, integrity, or impact. That greatness isn't reserved for a select few. It's something you can cultivate by embracing your strengths and pushing beyond your limits. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, every time you choose persistence over giving up, you're tapping into that potential. One of the biggest barriers to recognizing your greatness is self-doubt. It's the voice that says, "You're not good enough," or "You'll never succeed." But here's the thing, doubt is not truth. It's a habit of thought, and like any habit, it can be changed. When those thoughts arise, counter them with affirmations like, "I have what it takes to figure this out," or "Every step I take brings me closer to my goals." Over time, these affirmations become the foundation of a mindset that empowers you. Another key to embracing your greatness is understanding that it's a journey, not a destination. You're not born great. You grow into it through effort, learning, and perseverance. Even failures play a role in this process. Each mistake teaches you something valuable, making you stronger and more prepared for the challenges ahead. To reinforce this mindset, try this exercise. Each evening, write down one thing you did that reflects your potential. It could be a small act of kindness, a moment of courage, or progress toward a goal. Over time, these reflections will remind you of the greatness you're building every day. Greatness also means using your unique strengths to contribute to the world around you. Ask yourself, what impact do I want to have? How can my abilities and efforts make a difference? When you align your actions with your purpose, you not only grow personally, but also inspire and uplift those around you. Think of greatness like a seed. It's already within you, waiting to grow. But it needs nurturing, effort, patience, and belief in its potential. With each action you take, you're watering that seed, helping it flourish into something extraordinary. When you tell yourself, "I am designed for greatness," you're affirming that your life has meaning, your efforts matter, and your potential is limitless. This isn't about arrogance. It's about recognizing your capacity to grow, overcome, and create a life that aligns with your highest self. So, the next time you feel small or overwhelmed, pause and remind yourself, "I am designed for greatness." Embrace your journey, trust in your potential, and take the steps needed to become the person you're meant to be. Because greatness isn't something you achieve. It's something you choose to live every day. 8. External opinions do not sway me. How often do we let the opinions of others influence our decisions, define our self-worth, or derail our focus? It's natural to care about what others think. We're social beings, after all. But when external opinions take control, they can become a source of self-doubt and anxiety, pulling us away from our true values and purpose. By affirming, "External opinions do not sway me," you reclaim your power to live authentically, guided by your own principles instead of the expectations or judgments of others. The Stoics emphasized the importance of staying grounded in your own values. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own." This insight captures the paradox of seeking approval. While we value our individuality, we often give away our power by letting others dictate how we feel about ourselves. Here's the truth. External opinions are often more about the person giving them than about you. People view the world and you through the lens of their own experiences, biases, and insecurities. Their judgment is a reflection of their perspective, not an absolute truth. When you internalize their opinions, you're allowing their worldview to cloud your own. Think about a time when someone criticized you or questioned your choices. How did it make you feel? Did it lead you to second-guess yourself, even if you believed in what you were doing? Now consider this. What if you had reminded yourself that their opinion, while valid to them, doesn't define your reality? How much freer would you feel to pursue your goals, your passions, and your life in your own way? Living without being swayed by external opinions doesn't mean ignoring feedback or being closed off to constructive criticism. It means filtering what you hear through your own values. Ask yourself, does this align with who I am and what I believe? Does this feedback help me grow, or is it simply a projection of someone else's fears or preferences? By taking this approach, You can learn from others without losing sight of your authentic self. Here's an example. Imagine you're pursuing a career or passion that others don't understand. They might say, "That's too risky," or "Why not choose something more practical?" If you let their opinions sway you, you might abandon your dreams out of fear of judgment. But if you stay true to yourself, acknowledging their perspective without letting it dictate your actions, you'll have the freedom to follow your path and prove to yourself what you're capable of. One way to practice this affirmation is to create a mental filter for external opinions. When someone shares their thoughts about you, pause and ask, 1. Is this feedback rooted in genuine care or personal bias? 2. Does this align with my values and goals? 3. What do I believe about myself in this situation? This filter helps you discern which opinions are worth considering and which can be set aside. It's also helpful to remind yourself that not everyone will understand your journey, and that's okay. Your path is yours alone. Trying to please everyone often leads to a diluted version of yourself, one that prioritizes others' comfort over your authenticity. Instead, focus on living in alignment with your own values and letting your actions speak for themselves. Think of external opinions like the wind. They can push and pull, but they only have power over you if you let them. By staying grounded in your beliefs, you remain steady, regardless of which way the wind blows. When you tell yourself, "External opinions do not sway me," you're affirming your commitment to live authentically and confidently. You're reminding yourself that your worth isn't determined by others. It's defined by your actions, your values, and the effort you put into becoming the best version of yourself. So the next time you feel the weight of someone else's judgment, pause and repeat, "External opinions do not sway me." Trust in your path, stay true to your values, and remember that the only opinion that truly matters is your own. 9. I embrace the present moment. The present moment is all we truly have, yet how often do we find ourselves dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? We replay old mistakes, relive painful memories, or anxiously plan for events that may never happen. This constant tug of war between what has been and what might be keeps us from fully experiencing life as it unfolds. By affirming, "I embrace the present moment," you remind yourself to let go of regrets and fears and to focus on the only time that truly matters, right now. Marcus Aurelius said, "Confine yourself to the present." This Stoic wisdom emphasizes the power of living in the here and now. The past cannot be changed, and the future is uncertain, but the present is where you have agency. It's where decisions are made, actions are taken, and life is lived. When you anchor yourself in the present, you free your mind from unnecessary distractions and bring clarity to your actions. Embracing the present doesn't mean ignoring the lessons of the past or the goals of the future. Instead, it means refusing to let them control your thoughts and emotions. The past is a teacher, not a prison. The future is a vision, not a source of fear. By staying grounded in the moment, you create space for peace, focus, and fulfillment. Consider how often we miss the beauty of the present because our minds are elsewhere. Imagine spending time with a loved one but being preoccupied with tomorrow's tasks or replaying a conversation from yesterday. While your body is present, your mind is not, and the moment passes without truly being experienced. By choosing to embrace the present, you reclaim these fleeting moments, turning them into meaningful experiences. One way to practice living in the present is through mindfulness. When you catch your mind wandering, Gently bring it back to the moment. Focus on what you can see, hear, and feel right now. For example, if you're taking a walk, notice the sound of your footsteps, the rustle of leaves, or the warmth of the sun. These small acts of mindfulness anchor you to the present and remind you of the richness in everyday life. Another way to embrace the present is by letting go of unnecessary worry. Worry often stems from trying to control things beyond our reach. When you affirm, "I embrace the present moment," you're reminding yourself that your energy is better spent on what you can do now. Instead of worrying about tomorrow's challenges, ask yourself, "What step can I take today to prepare for them?" Let's look at a practical example. You're preparing for an important presentation and feel overwhelmed by the fear of failing. Instead of spiraling into what-if scenarios, pause and refocus on the present. Ask yourself, "What can I do right now to prepare and give my best effort?" This shift from anxiety to action grounds you in the present and helps you move forward with confidence. Embracing the present also allows you to savor the good moments in life. Too often, we rush through our days, barely noticing the joys along the way. By slowing down and fully engaging with the present, you cultivate gratitude and create memories that truly matter. Whether it's a meal shared with friends, the satisfaction of completing a task, or simply a quiet moment of reflection, the present is full of gifts waiting to be noticed. Think of the present moment like a flowing river. You can't hold on to the water that's already passed, and you can't grasp the water that's still upstream, but you can immerse yourself in the current as it flows around you, feeling its coolness and appreciating its movement. When you tell yourself, "I embrace the present moment," you're choosing to live fully and intentionally. You're freeing yourself from the weight of the past and the uncertainty of the future, allowing yourself to focus on what truly matters, the here and now. So, take a deep breath and repeat, "I embrace the present moment." Notice the sensations around you, the opportunities before you, and the beauty of simply being. Because the present moment isn't just where life happens, it's where you have the power to make it meaningful. 10. I control my emotions. Emotions are powerful. They can inspire us to take action, deepen our relationships, and add meaning to our lives. But when left unchecked, they can also overwhelm us, cloud our judgment, and lead to decisions we regret. The Stoics understood the importance of mastering one's emotions, emphasizing that while we can't always control what we feel, we can always control how we respond. By affirming, "I control my emotions," you take ownership of your reactions, choosing balance and clarity over impulsiveness. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, famously said, "It is not events that disturb us, but our interpretation of them." This means that emotions don't come from the events themselves. They arise from how we perceive and interpret those events. Understanding this gives you immense power. If you can change your perception, you can change your emotional response. Think about a time when something small upset you, a sharp comment, a delay in plans, or a minor inconvenience. In the moment, it might have felt like a big deal, sparking anger or frustration. But later, when you reflected on it, you realized it wasn't worth the energy you spent on it. By recognizing that your emotions are within your control, you can break this cycle before it starts, responding with intention instead of reacting impulsively. Controlling your emotions doesn't mean suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It means acknowledging them without letting them dictate your actions. For example, when you feel anger rising, instead of lashing out, pause and ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way? What's the most constructive way to handle this? This pause creates space for clarity, allowing you to act in alignment with your values rather than being ruled by emotion. Let's consider a practical scenario. You're in a heated argument with someone, and they say something hurtful. Your immediate reaction might be to retaliate with equally harsh words. But if you take a moment to breathe and remind yourself, "I control my emotions," you can choose a response that de-escalates the situation instead of fueling it. By staying calm, you protect your peace and handle the conflict with wisdom. One way to strengthen your emotional control is by practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you become more aware of your emotional triggers and patterns, allowing you to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting automatically. For instance, when you feel stress building up, take a few deep breaths and focus on the present moment. This simple practice can help you regain composure and perspective. Another powerful tool is reframing. If something upsets you, ask yourself, "Is this worth my energy? How can I see this situation differently?" For example, if someone criticizes your work, instead of taking it personally, view it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Reframing doesn't change the situation, but it changes how you feel about it, empowering you to respond constructively. Emotional control also requires self-compassion. When you make a mistake or feel overwhelmed, resist the urge to criticize yourself harshly. Instead, acknowledge your feelings and remind yourself that it's okay to struggle. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend, and use the experience as a chance to grow. Think of emotional control like steering a ship in rough seas. The waves of emotion will rise and fall, but as the captain, you decide the course. You can't stop the waves, but you can navigate through them with skill and resilience, ensuring they don't capsize your journey. When you tell yourself, "I control my emotions," you affirm your ability to rise above impulsive reactions and make choices that reflect your best self. You're not denying your emotions, you're mastering them, using them as tools to guide you rather than letting them control you. So, the next time emotions threaten to take over, pause and repeat, "I control my emotions." Choose to respond with intention, clarity, and strength. Because when you master your emotions, you're not just creating a calmer, more balanced life. You're stepping into your full power and potential. As we've explored today, the words you tell yourself every day have immense power. They shape your thoughts, influence your actions, and ultimately define the life you create. By affirming these 10 reminders, "I am capable," "I shape my reality," and the others, you're not just reciting positive statements, you're building a mindset of strength, resilience, and purpose. Stoic philosophy teaches us that while we can't always control what happens in life, we can control how we respond. And it's in that response, grounded in clarity, intentionality, and belief in our own potential, that we find true freedom. These daily affirmations are tools to help you stay focused on what truly matters, rise above negativity, and continue growing into the best version of yourself. So as you move forward, ask yourself, which of these affirmations resonates with you the most? Which one can you start practicing today to create meaningful change in your life? Remember, the journey to mastering your mind and your life doesn't happen overnight. It's built through small, consistent steps, one thought, one choice, and one moment at a time. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. What affirmation stood out to you, and how will you apply it? Let's keep this conversation going. Share your insights in the comments or with someone who might need these reminders too. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Remember, the power to create a fulfilling, intentional life lies within you. With these affirmations as your guide, you have everything you need to face challenges, embrace growth, and live each day with purpose and strength. Until next time, take care, stay mindful, and keep telling yourself the words that lift you up. You've got this.